Hello and welcome to Dungeons & Dragons, a D&D podcast. In episode 1, our characters met each other and then got in a spot of trouble when Lil's brother Avon showed up and then disappeared unexpectedly. How will they deal with the thugs now threatening their lives? If you are unfamiliar with the rules, stay tuned after the episode for the accompanying edition of Dungeons & Jargons, where we will talk a little about the rules of an element of gameplay. Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
Well, hello there. I'm Darla Jewbuttle. Can I take your breakfast order?
I'm going to pick up my mead. Yeah. My second flagon of mead. and I'm going to...
Is it a dragon flagon?
It's a dragon. I don't know. Is it a dragon flagon?
The handle is a dragon.
It's a dragon flagon. So I pick up my two dragon flagons.
This character goes, Lildur Kallangloth! It's time to come home. And it's your brother, Avon.
Oh, God, no!
Chad has been drinking.
So I've been kind of like sitting in the corner trying to mind my own business, but I noticed when Avon came in, he has this really nice embellished dagger on his belt, and it's now in my rucksack, just poking out the top.
And then he plane shifts out of there with Avon.
Ooh.
She takes in the four of you. Looks at her two companions, the orange one and the tattooed one, and goes, kill them all. Can I get everyone to roll initiative?
How do we do that?
Just roll your d20.
Just d20.
I got 17 plus 3, so 20.
I got 11 plus 1, so 12.
I got 1 plus 2.
Wait. You got a natural 1. That is a critical fail. Plus yes. My ass.
Super, super lazy.
Yeah. Right. We're really counting on you guys.
Yeah, we definitely are.
It's okay, I have like a snazzy new dagger now. Now I can do double-handed dagger and look pretty cool.
You have two daggers, so you have three now. Can you do two daggers?
One in my mouth.
Well, you have a short bow. You can just fire daggers.
Daggers are thrown, so you could throw. You could like be more willing to throw them and then collect them after.
Fire the daggers.
Because you have three.
Fire the daggers.
So find his keepers. So if you throw your dagger, I'm picking that up, sticking it in my other boot.
I'll just like pick it up off you later when you're not paying attention,
and you'll lose your hands.
Yeah. Imagine if I go through the whole campaign with no hands.
So you're just giving back, like, wherever he looks, like, look what you've done. We could be getting through this door, but you chopped off my hands. Sorry. Okay.
Back in the room.
Back in the world for
our So, yeah, just as an update, the large stout women shouted at the others to kill you all. Abby, you actually get to go first.
Excited.
So what are you going to do?
Okay, so I'm kind of like, I didn't come here for this, but I realised I need to do something, so I get up and I am going to throw one of my normal daggers at the tall woman.
Okay.
Because she's closest to me.
Yeah.
So first I throw the dagger, and not aiming for her body, I'm aiming for her clothes. She's standing, can she be standing reasonably close to the bar?
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm trying to like pin her by like her, like cloak, and then so I throw that. She tries to move towards me and is like, whoa, the fuck. I get a, which way up is that? 6.
So you get 6 plus 5.
Plus 5.
So that's 11 versus AC.
Okay, so you succeed in getting close to her, but the dagger goes into the wall, so she's super distracted by this.
Okay.
But you don't actually like hit her upon her person, so. But you do like distract her, so if somebody else attacks her, they get an advantage.
Thanks.
Okay. Lil, so you go next.
I would like to cast Shillelagh, which is
Shillelagh.
Shillelagh.
That's right. I promise that's how you say it.
No. I would like to cast Shillelagh, yeah. Which is a bonus cantrip that lets me attack with the quarterstaff I am carrying with my magic stats rather than my strength, which is minus 3. So I'm going to do that. And then I am going to go smashy smash at whoever's closest to me with my quarterstaff.
Okay, I would say that the man is closest to you. Because the woman's over by the bar.
Okay, so Lil shouts, "Come at me, bruh!" And
the man is like,
and
what?
Then just tries to like smack him in the face.
Okay, roll.
Okay, so that is an 8, which is plus 5, so that is 13 mm-hmm. against AC. Do I hit?
Yeah, you hit.
Yes. And then I do 1d8 of damage. 5. Oh, yeah. Didn't think I had it in me. Which is reasonable.
Okay. Gretchen, it's your go.
Can I put somebody to sleep?
You can try.
What? No, I can't. Okay, so I put the guy to sleep.
How do you do that?
I cast sleep.
Can you read out the description for the audience?
Okay, this spell sends creatures into a magical slumber. Roll 5d8.
5d8?
That's what it says. The total is how many hit
points
of the creatures this spell can affect. Oh, in ascending order, the hit points. So that might actually put everyone to sleep.
Well, it can't put either us to sleep.
Except and Lil. Okay,
why we...
So we have something called Fey Ancestry, which is a feature, and we can't be put to sleep by magic.
I should have read that, so I'm telling me.
Okay, so...
you, however, may be boned.
Any probably kind of get caught in this. Sleep, so starting with the creature that has the lowest current hit points, each creature affected by the spell falls unconscious until the spell ends.
So, like, you're definitely getting on time.
Sorry.
I rolled a critical.
Okay.
I mean, this explains it, right?
Yeah. So I'm gonna roll my...
I'll tell you what I was gonna do.
Okay, so I've got 5d8 in my hand. Here. 2, 2, 4, 5, and what the fuck is that?
4.
4. 17.
17, yeah.
17.
Okay, what is your hit points?
11.
Okay, so you fall asleep.
Okay.
Because Chad is drunkenly attempting to cast these spells, it's trying. Not exactly going in the direction that she wants that they wanted to go.
So I was reaching for my weapons.
Oh no.
About to jump forward and try and grab the lady as she went out the door.
And then you just
and then I get hit by Chad's spell.
And just clatters on the ground. The guy, thug, that you were trying to attack kind of like blinks his eyes a little bit and keeps coming.
Does he get a little bit drowsy?
Not really.
A little bit sleepy? No?
No. And it's now his turn.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Well, goodbye.
So, obviously, he kind of sees Iddy as a non-threat now. He's a bit confused as well. But he goes for Lil, because she successfully hit him the last
time. It's fair. Not even angry.
Chad has proved that he's not much of a threat.
So he has a mace, and he can actually multi-attack, so he can make 2 attacks.
Okay.
So the first one, he's gonna come at Lil. What's your AC?
15, y'all.
He hits.
Son of a bitch! That's not good. Don't hit me too hard. I might die.
That's how much health points do you have?
8.
Okay.
I should have like rolled amazingly. And then...
I mean,
okay, you take 4 damage. Either get
4 is not so bad.
With his second one, he's gonna attempt to hit Chad. What's your AC?
Armor class 11.
He hits.
We're really good at this.
Natural 20.
Oh! So,
poor Chad is dead.
What's your health?
9.
Alright, okay. You take 5 damage. The guy comes round from swinging his mace at Lil and just like gets up so much momentum and sort of gets you around the side of the face.
Yes,
so
Chad.
You're probably reeling.
Okay.
How long does the spell last on Iddy?
1 minute.
But
I can be like woken, right?
Let me see.
If I'm slapped in the face.
Oh man, can you like?
Can I pour my remaining meat on you?
No. Can you like Sleeping Beauty style bring Itty back with a kiss?
Or if you cancel the spell, that's too.
I mean, so he comes.
Can I
round,
do that?
He brings his mace round, gathers all the momentum from having hit Lil, hits you in the side of the face, and you fall over next to Itty.
Ah.
Oh.
Is it a free action
you
to
can just do it?
Okay,
yeah.
I kiss Itty.
Okay,
so I'm like, what? You're awake now, finally, and can take your turn.
Oh, I can take a turn.
Oh, sweet.
please help.
I fucked it up and then I unfucked it up. Kind of.
After. I sort of see, I presume you're like bleeding from the head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a mace to the face.
Yeah, you got a mace to the face.
Okay.
No! So I awaken to the amazing sight of a bleeding tiefling with their tongue down my throat.
I'd like to think he kept it a bit more respectful than that. Maybe not, I don't know.
I glance around and I jump up and I just... launch myself straight at the closest guy who looks like they're an enemy.
Okay.
Probably the one who
with which of your weapons? I would use my sword and my scimitar. I presume I fell asleep, so they're probably still in my hands.
Yeah.
I didn't go flinging off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Scimitar. I'm attacking with a scimitar first.
Okay. D20.
Is it? It's a 9.
Doesn't hit.
Plus 6.
No. 9 plus 6.
Okay, you hit.
And I'm gonna then slash with my sword with my two weapon fighting.
Wait, you do damage first.
Oh, I do damage?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So much for damage.
I'm just
lots
sleeping.
Of damage, please! My face is not as good as it was before.
Plus 4, so that's 3.
7.
Seven. Okay. Sorry.
And your short sword?
My short sword? 19.
Ooh.
Well, you definitely
And I've got a roll for damage. Whoops. That's a 6 plus...
Sorry.
That's a 6 plus 4, which is 10.
Okay, so tell me how you stab this guy.
Okay, so... I'm slightly
he's
groggy.
He's not dead yet, but...
Aww.
You know.
He's bleeding.
Confused sort of tears of sleep in my eyes. I jump forwards and... with my weapon still in my hands, I just slash in a great big map, sort of wide slash across his front.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come in with my short sword and I stab in.
Okay, so he's definitely bleeding now.
Yeah.
Stumbling a little bit. Okay, so it's actually the other woman's turn now. It was supposed to be hers before Itty, but I forgot.
Sorry.
No, that's not your fault, that's mine. So she takes out her crossbow and she's going to fire at Abby.
Oh.
Sorry, because Abby threw a dagger at her and she's like, fucked up. What's your AC?
14.
She hits you.
Man.
And you get 5 damage. So it's gonna go like through your shoulder here.
Which arm?
You can pick.
Okay,
I'll be nice.
Arm.
Okay.
And I use my right arm to fight. So.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, so you've got a crossbow bolt sticking out of your shoulder.
Okay, I now have 5.
That's a nice look.
Nice.
I'm here to help.
I say as like blood is gushing down the side of my face.
I'm starting to think that falling asleep was the best thing that I could have done.
I'm pretty sure Chad is still on the floor.
Like, I probably like shoved him off.
Yeah.
Abby, it's your turn.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm kind of struggling because there's a bolt sticking up my shoulder. I am gonna take my short sword with my functioning arm and like run in a rage at the woman who just smashed up my shoulder because I'm really annoyed.
Roll for it.
No!
3
plus 5 is 8. Do I even like hit her? Do I just go to a wall?
You don't, yeah! It's not bad enough for you to run into a wall, but you don't hit her. So you kind of like, in your rage, you slash at her, but you maybe like clip a little bit of her clothing, but you don't actually make any damage. Okay. Lil, it's your go.
Okay, am I closer currently to Avi or to Chad?
Chad.
Okay, I am going to cast Cure Wounds on Chad.
Thank you.
A creature you touch regains a number of hit points equal to 1d8 plus your spellcasting ability modifier. The d8. So you are getting... Hang on. 4 plus 5 makes 9. So you get 9 HP back. So I guess Lil touches you, and the side of your face goes back to its beautiful tiefling majesty as it was before. And gorgeous. You bat your eyes. And that's my go.
Thank you,
okay.
Lil.
Yeah. Gretchen, it's your go.
Okay, I'm thinking maybe not with the spells, and yes, with the, what do I have, a rapier? Yeah, let's go with rapier to... Who's closest? The guy?
Yeah, the guy.
Okay, so rapier at the guy. 10. Plus 3 attack bonus, so 13.
Okay, you hit.
And then d8, 7.
Ooh!
Plus 1, so 8 piercing damage.
Okay. This guy is struggling.
Did I help?
Yeah.
Well, I cannot believe this guy is a fucking tank.
Yeah.
I was so ready for you to be like,
I thought that would get him.
Some super cheesy last line and like, or maybe you do a super cheesy last line and he doesn't die.
I mean, that sounds a bit more like how it would go. I have to come up with a super cheesy last line. I'll come up with one and then you can cut it in.
So this guy's getting a bit, like, pissed now, you know, he's in pain, he's bleeding. He's going to lash out at Chad first. So again, he gets two melee goes.
Right.
20.
Oh my god. Farewell, sweet Chad.
Yeah. Yeah. So you take 5 damage.
Thank
again.
You for healing me.
No worries!
That's really nice of you.
And... So, leading on from that, the same way that he did last time, he's then going to attack Iddy.
Mm-hmm.
Because weapons.
They haven't looked at us yet!
Do you want to know my armor class?
No.
Please tell me he fumbled.
So, yeah, he goes from thwacking you with his mace. And because he's like,
shut down, shut up, shut down. Yeah.
Because he is like bleeding and clearly weak by this point, he then lunges with his mace towards Iddy and spears himself upon one of Iddy's outstretched weapons.
Oh my god.
And promptly dies.
Yay!
Good job, guys.
So, congratulations, you have killed your first one. It's now the other one's turn. So, she is engaged with Abby at the moment, so she's gonna use her mace to melee attacks again. What was your AC?
14.
She does not hit with her first one. So she kind of, the same way that you did, she kind of swipes at you and misses. And she does hit with the second one. And does 4 damage.
Yeah. I'm very close to death now. I have 1 health.
Okay.
Plus help
That's
me
fine
somebody.
For
I'm just like laying on the floor.
Idiots, your go.
Well,
you have a man on your side.
I have a man on my soul. I've been kissed today, I've got a man on my soul. It's a good day.
Right.
He is doing well.
He is doing super well. So I'm going to pull my sword from this dead guy. And I'm going to... How far... We're not that far away, are we?
No. Like 10 foot, it's fine.
Oh, okay, so I could probably
run
that
run
quite
over
quickly.
There.
Okay, so I'm just gonna run over and I'm gonna attempt to slash the lady's head off.
All right,
you go.
So I guess I'm still gonna give you a.
You've got a
d20 each. Yeah. I'll use my scimitar first. 12.
With
plus 6, so that's 18
hits,
and then. 4 plus 4 is 8.
So 8 damage.
8 damage. With the scimitar.
Mm-hmm. You waiting for Jenna to be like, and her head goes flying! Yeah,
yeah. Well, I also have a short sword, which I'm also using. So I got a 19 on that, plus 6.
You hit?
Oh, and a 1 plus 4.
Okay, so I mean, you don't manage to decapitate her.
Aww.
But your swords like come in across and they slice along her collarbone just under her neck. So yeah, just slightly off target.
So she's still alive.
Yeah, but she is bleeding from her chest.
Is she getting...
Lil?
Dying.
Right, okay, so unfortunately...
Abby, how are you reacting to your one health?
I mean, pretty badly. I'm just kind of like twitching in a pool of my own blood.
Okay.
Am I close enough that I could touch Avi?
You can move to touch Avi.
So I am going to cast Cure Wounds again with my second spell slot. Can't cast any more spells after this, guys, just in case you were wondering. Okay, so I am going to roll a d8. So that is going to be 4 plus my spellcasting ability, which is... Oh, sorry, my spellcasting ability. I healed you too much last time, but it doesn't matter. 4 plus 3 is 7, so you're healed for 7 points.
So I'm back to 8 on health, which makes me happy, so I can, like, sit up and do shit now.
So I think, just to, like, paint the scene a little bit here, Lil kind of, like, floofs her way over and just kind of, like, floofily touches her hands upon your wounds, like, which is maybe not your favorite choice. Like, maybe somewhere else would have been preferred, but that's not an option here. And she just kind of looks at you and smiles in what's maybe a slightly creepy way, but you feel way better.
Yeah, I'm, like, a little bit confused and kind of quite suspicious. I'm like, who's this, like, floofy creature that has made me not dead? But I'm happy about it.
Alright.
And I stand up. Can I do that? That's not my turn.
Sure, stand up. That's fine.
I just don't want to be, like, loitering in my own blood.
That's fine. Chad, it's your go.
Okay, Chad's gonna try and help. Maybe. Actually, maybe Chad won't. Maybe Chad shouldn't help.
Aww.
Well, you're drunk. Can you make decisions like that?
How close are people to the door?
I mean, they're closer to the door than they were.
Okay. So if I
because they're over by the lady who didn't get in far before Abby attacked her.
Is the lady closer to the door than they are?
Yeah.
So if I cast Thaumaturgy and made the door slam open, could I smack her with it?
Try.
I love it so much. Okay.
Roll a 20.
Okay, let's go. 3.
No.
No, I can't do that.
So the door slams open and everyone's a bit like...
So maybe it's distracting. It's distracting. Yeah.
So it's now the woman's turn. She's going to attack Idi because Idi's attacking her.
Mm-hmm. I mean, who isn't these days?
What was her AC?
13.
2 damage. And she doesn't hit the second time.
Okay. I'm on 9.
Sure. It's now your go.
Okay. Well, I mean, why stop when I'm on a roll? I'm gonna do basically the same thing. I'm having slashed across her like this, with my arms going outwards, I'm now gonna try and sort of stab her from either side with both of my weapons.
Sure.
Scimitar first. Always with scimitar first. I got an 11 plus 6.
Hits.
Then it's 4 plus 4. So it's 8. And the short sword. There's a 4 plus 6.
So it doesn't hit.
Doesn't hit. Okay. No. That's fine.
Okay, Abby, it's your turn.
Okay.
You
kick her
now
in the balls.
Vaguely healthier.
I mean, like, I'm super mad now. I was gonna get my sword and try and stab her in the back while she's going for Idi.
Okay.
Alright.
Oh, does it mean
she
you get
distracted,
a sneak attack?
So you do get a sneak attack.
Oh, sweet. Okay. But yeah, I lunge towards her and try and stab her, and I roll a 2 plus 5, so 7. Why am I so shit? I'm so sad. Okay, I'm just lunging all over the place.
Okay, Lil?
Oh, it's me. Okay, I am going to... sorry, how long does Shillelagh last? It lasts a minute. So yeah, Shillelagh is still going. So I am going to try to smack her with my quarterstaff again. I may have rolled a 3 plus 5 makes 8.
You,
I assume that does not
do
hit.
Do not hit.
Okay, so I kind of just like wildly like, yes. You know the people in front of marching bands, what are they called?
The
baton twirlers. Yeah, I kind of do like a little baton twirling thing, but it doesn't do so good.
Aww. Chad.
Oh, Chad.
Oh, Chad.
Okay, Chad's kind of... Chad's gonna try and help. I'm thinking maybe this time I go for the dagger throw.
Okay.
Because I don't feel comfortable getting melee.
You can also burn a spell slot.
What?
You could burn a spell slot. You have some, like...
I need that later.
Well, I burned all mine. I assume there is no later.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you're more prudent than I am with your use of spell
slots. I mean, that doesn't really sound like Chad.
Can you roll a constitution save, please? just roll for constitution.
Just all of us?
No, you.
No, me.
Oh, not all of us have had that much mead.
That's true. What am I rolling? 20?
I have.
9?
What's your constitution modifier?
1?
Okay, so you're actually a little bit less drunk. The adrenaline has like pumped you up a little bit.
Okay,
so only a little bit, but you're not like stumbling around anymore.
That's helpful. Okay, I'm gonna burn a spell slot and I'm gonna do dissonant whispers. You whisper a discordant melody that only one creature of your choice within range, which is 60 feet, within range can hear, racking it with terrible pain. The target must make a wisdom saving throw. On a failed save, it takes 3d6 psychic damage and must immediately use its reaction, if available, to move as far as its speed allows away from you at higher levels, which we're not, so it doesn't matter. Okay, so basically I cast Discordant Whispers.
Okay, what am I saving against? So it'll be your spell casting thing, right?
So you do a wisdom saving throw.
So 14.
They do not succeed.
Okay, cool.
So you get to do your roly-poly.
Roly-poly damage. 3d6 psychic damage. 10. 3, a 5, and a 2.
Okay. So she's gonna run for the door.
Okay.
Because it's open, because you slammed it open, right?
Yes, I did do that.
Because she's disengaging in order to do that, Idy, you get an attack of opportunity. So she's not actually, like...
Is that...
She is limping her ass out of there.
Right, yeah.
But Idy gets an attack of
is
opportunity.
Is that rolled in the same way?
She is shouting now as well. She's calling for backup.
She's calling for backup?
Yeah.
So, but I
don't
just
think we'll let backup. If backup could not come, that would be better. That's just a pro tip.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a pro here. I'm definitely a pro.
Yeah.
And she's trying to run away, right? Through the door.
Yeah.
Past me.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I drop my short sword and grab her and then try and stick my scimitar in her?
Yeah.
Sure. So if you want to grab her, then that'll be a strength off.
Okay.
So you roll your d20 and your strength modifier, I roll mine.
16.
You win, so you grab her. you're holding her prone, which actually isn't all that difficult because, I mean, like, she's, like, keeling over at this point.
Yeah.
And then clutching her head as well because of, like, the massive migraine that you've caused.
Guys, can I just make a really quick suggestion that maybe we should ask what the fuck is going on before we just randomly murder this lady? They did steal my brother. I mean, he's an asshole, but, like, they did steal my... Like, wait, lady, what? Explain. I have questions.
At this point, backup, which is two more of these guys, shows up in the door, and one of them puts a bolt through this, like, with their crossbow through her head.
Ooh, before I can slash her to death anyway.
Yeah, before she can, like, even think about answering you. So these other two are approaching now. Darla throws herself up over the bar. This was the halfling bartender
Darla,
that disappeared a long time ago. And goes, guys, follow me!
Okay.
And then disappears down behind
yep,
the bar.
Definitely.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah. For sure.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
So are you following her?
Yeah.
100%.
Let's go.
Strong okay. These other two guys they're approaching through the door and you like, well, it's up to you. How are you going to get behind the bar?
Chad flops face first over the bar.
Okay. Oh, I'm gonna, well, I was with my scimitar already, so I drop the dead body. I grab my sword and I run for the bar and I make a leap over the top.
Very nice. Heroic.
Yeah, yeah.
You land on Chad.
Probably.
Yeah. I think Lil just kind of goes around in the most traditional sense.
Okay.
Okay. I think Avi tries to do like a sort of sneaky little like body roll around the side of the bar, but she's injured, so okay. She kind of just flops.
I would like you all to do dex rolls.
Yeah.
Okay, Chad.
Chad has very gracefully flopped over the bar with a dex roll of 16.
Okay, so you did exactly as you described.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Do I have plus one? So 17.
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Beautifully.
You can do it exactly as you wanted to do it.
A Fosbury flop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Iddy?
can I use athletics instead? I have an athletics modifier.
Yeah, you can use athletics instead.
Because I rolled a 2,
yeah.
And it would be +2, so I can +6 with athletics.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's,
So
8.
It's less graceful than you wanted it to be, because you are holding, like, both weapons in your hand.
I'm probably covered in blood.
So, yeah, like, you kind of try and jump up, but you hit your knee on the bar, like, and kind of tumble down the other side.
Do you land on Chad?
Pardon?
Does that mean... He lands on Chad.
No, Chad's fine. Chad scuttled out of the way.
Yes.
Lil has rolled herself a big ol' 3. +2 makes 5. Though in her defense, she's just trying to run, like, the traditional way, as described, around a bar. But she has rolled a 5.
So as she tries to turn the corner, like, through the door, her skirt gets caught on the corner
no!
of the bar, and she, like, has to
okay.
sort of tear
Does
herself
it,
through. But
like,
it doesn't damage you. It's just, like, a bit inconvenient.
Okay.
Abby?
I have rolled a 9, +3 is 12.
Okay, I think you succeed at your roll over the bar.
The most suave of us all.
It's a shame that the best roll tried to go for a flop.
Yeah. But it was a flop for the ages.
True story. Okay, so behind the bar, you can see the reason that Darla looked suspiciously tall the first time you saw her is because she stands on a box.
Mm-hmm.
And underneath the box, though the box is now pushed out of the way, is a trapdoor, which hypothetically leads to where they store all the meat. Darla is underneath the trapdoor and she like pushes it open really quickly and ushers for you all to like get inside.
I'm super in.
Is everyone in?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay, and then she slams the trapdoor.
Can I snag a flagon on the way to
sure.
Are we gonna snag a dragon flag? Dragon flag and snag it.
I'm gonna snag it on my scimitar as I go past.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. So then she slams it down, and this is a really heavy trapdoor, like, just like really thick, and she slams this big bolt as well to lock it. You can hear above the two extra thugs that were coming through. They've like come in, one of them's jumped over the bar, landed really, really heavily above you, and the other one went round in the manner of Lil. And you can hear them like banging on it, because they can see there's not a hidden door or at all. So you can hear them banging on it and trying to get in.
Thank you for listening. If you like this podcast, please rate and review us on Apple Podcast. You can also find us on most social media at dungeons.and.dragons, except Snapchat. Snapchat is scary. Our website is dungeonsanddragons.com, and go and admire Millie's handiwork. Listen on for Dungeons and Jargons if you want to learn about combat rules. Otherwise, we will see you in a fortnight for episode 3. Welcome to Dungeons and Jargons, a short segment at the end of each episode where we talk about an element of gameplay for those unfamiliar with D&D. For episode 2, we are going to talk about combat. Combat is a vast topic which would take hours or possibly an eternity to cover in its entirety, so I will focus on the basic timeline of a combat encounter. An encounter is any interaction which happens during gameplay, and a combat encounter usually starts when one character, player, NPC, or monster attacks another character. The first thing that happens once combat has been instigated is the DM asks everyone to roll initiative. Players do this with a d20 and the DM rolls for NPC combatants. The DM can do this in advance if they want to save time. Initiative determines the order of play. The player who rolls closest to 20 gets to go first. The player who rolls closest to 1 goes last. In this episode, for instance, Avi rolled 20, so she took action first, and Iddy rolled a 1, so they went last, which turned out to be totally appropriate considering what went down. A round is comprised of each character taking their turn in order of initiative, and then a new round starts when we return to the first character. Each round takes approximately 6 seconds of time inside the game, so for the characters, this whole interaction probably lasts less than 2 minutes. During a turn, a character can take 2 actions and a bonus action if they have one available. The most common options are moving across the battlefield, attacking, or casting a spell. Characters can dash, disengage, dodge, help, hide, use a magic item, an object, or a special ability as well. Attacking with a weapon has its own short timeline. First, the character explains what they would like to do and who they would like to attack. They then roll a d20 to determine if they hit their chosen opponent. Each weapon is associated with a skill, usually strength or dexterity, so the modifier score for that skill is added to the result of the die roll. If the character is proficient in the weapon, then they also add their proficiency score to the total. For instance, Chad chooses to attack Brick, the orange dude thug who I didn't name during the game, with his rapier. Gretchen rolled 10 on her d20, then added +1 for her dex modifier and +2 proficiency, so her attack roll total was 13. Like in a skill check, where the check score has to be equal to or higher than the difficulty class or DC to be successful, during combat the attack roll has to be higher than the opponent's armor class, otherwise known as AC. Brick's AC was 13, so Chad successfully hits him. If the character is successful, then they must roll for damage. Each weapon will indicate which die to roll for this. For instance, a successful hit with a rapier will result in the player rolling a d8 for damage, plus the skill modifier. Gretchen rolled a d8 for damage, earning a total of 7 plus 1 dex, resulting in Brick taking 8 damage. The player then either takes their second action, a bonus action, or ends their turn. A combat encounter ends when all opponents are dead, another solution is found, or one party retreats from the battlefield successfully. Thank you for listening, and I hope you found this helpful.